The announcement of a three-day halt to the fighting in Yemen cannot come soon enough for millions of desperately vulnerable people. But it's not nearly long enough, says Jamie McColdrick, UN representative in the Arabian Peninsula country. Here he is speaking from the capital, Sana'a.
By having just access in 72 hours, you interrupt your planning by diverting attention somewhere else. Whereas if we can have those areas open at all times, then we can plan differently and we can supply better.
One of the key priorities once the pause in fighting begins is getting aid to people in the city of Taiz. It's on the front line of the conflict between government forces and Houthi rebels. Some 600,000 people have been displaced by the fighting in the central Yemeni city, the UN says, in a plea for funding from the international community. Other places that need urgent help include Marat and the capital Sana'a, where airstrikes were reported on Wednesday. Getting that aid into Yemen continues to be a huge challenge, with one of the country's main ports, Hodeidah, still crippled from airstrikes that damaged its huge cranes that were used to offload ships. Jamie McColdrick again.
What that means is that many ships spend a lot of time trying to offload. The logjam of the bottlenecks comes with the ability of the port to offload these goods. And that makes our job very much harder in terms of bringing in the right supplies and on time. And we've seen reports of goods being kept on the open sea for too long, but by the time they come on shore, the foodstuffs have actually been spoiled.
The lack of food coming into Yemen is insufficient to satisfy the needs of the population, and this has led to widespread malnutrition. According to the UN, nearly 3 million people need food aid, and 1.3 million youngsters are acutely malnourished. To help counter this, the UN has called for $1.63 billion from the international community. To date, this appeal is less than 47% funded. In addition to the violence, Yemen now faces another threat, cholera. The first cases were confirmed 3 weeks ago in Sana'a, and there are now hundreds more suspected infections. After 18 months of war, however, less than half of the country's health infrastructure is operational. Another blow to Yemen's struggling population was the closure of Sana'a Airport. It was used by many people with chronic diseases to fly abroad for treatment. Cancer patients haven't been spared by the ongoing conflict either, with 40,000 sufferers inside Yemen now without treatment at the main facility in the capital after it was forced to close. Daniel Johnson, United Nations, Geneva.